I'd like to suggest three models for understanding the psul, the disqualification of the blood of Kodshim which entered into the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Three models. This still needs more evidence, but these are maybe the basic frameworks. The first model views the psul of the dam sort of as an onesh, as a punishment, or a knas, a fine, for the Kohen for bringing the dam into a place where it didn't belong. And this model on the surface perhaps is supported by two halachos, one of which is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, which the Rambam paskins like, where Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're machnis the dam b'shogeg, if you did it accidentally, either you weren't aware that this was dam kodshim, or you weren't aware that you were bringing it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you thought you were bringing it someplace else, or you knew that it was Dam Kodshim, and you knew that this was the Heichal and Kodesh HaKadoshim, but you didn't know that it was Aser to bring it in, or maybe you even knew that it was Aser, but you didn't know how severe the Iser was. One way or another, it says Rabbi Yehuda, if you bring the dam in, b'shogeg, the dam is not possible, you can bring it right back out, and you can be mechaper it regularly. But if you bring it in, b'meiz it, if you did it on purpose, so then you have to, then the dam is pasul. You can't bring it again on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So on the surface, this seems to be like all the other areas in the Torah where we say that there's a more stringent punishment for Mezid, and by Shogeg we're willing to make some exceptions. So a person who's Rotzeach B'Mezid, who's a murderer on purpose, deliberate murderer, premeditated, so he has a Chi of Misa. But if a person is only a Rotzeach B'Shogeg, if he's an unintentional murderer, either he didn't realize that what he was doing was a murder, or maybe he didn't realize that murder was forbidden, such a thing is possible, so then he only goes into Galus, he has to be exiled, but he doesn't get the death penalty. So it's a chiluk between Shogeg and Mezid. The same thing in many, many halachos. If a person is over on Chayve Krisos B'Mezid, so they're Chayev Karis, maybe they're Chayev Malkos, but if they only do it B'Shogeg, so then they bring a carbon chatas and they get a kapara. So we see that in all other areas of the Torah, the punishment, the einish, is much more severe if a person did the aveira b'mezid than if he did it b'shoigig. So it makes a lot of sense that Rabbi Yehuda, who's mechalik in our sugya between shoigig and mezid, maybe holds that the psul of the dam shenichnas lefnim is like an einish on the kayin for bringing it lefnim. This also may be the explanation for what Rava says, even according to the Chachamim. Rava says, on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, that if you brought the dam into the Heichal with Kavana to stop before you get to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so then the dam is Pasul. But if you brought the dam into the Heichal with intention to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but you never actually fulfilled your intention, and you stopped in the Heichal and turned around and brought the dam out, then Rava says that the dam is kosher to be zorik on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. There is no psul in the dam. And on the surface, this seems very strange. This person was taka amazed, and he brought the dam into a place where he was not allowed to bring the dam. So why is it that the dam is kosher? But if we understand that the reason that the dam ordinarily is psul is because it's an oinesh, and when it comes to onshim, we find there's different levels of zadon. And one of the levels is called a mezid, and another level is called misasik. Mezid is when you did what you intended to do. Let's say that you threw a rack in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, and you intended to throw it 4 amos, and it went 4 amos. So that's a mezid gamur. But what about if it's a case of misasig, where you didn't actually fulfill your intention? You intended to throw the rack for 8 amos, and it only went 4 amos. So there, the Gemara and Shabbos discusses that it could be your potter, even though you ultimately transgressed the malacha, because you threw the rack 4 amos. But since you intended to throw it 8 amos, something is lacking in your kavana. The maisa which happened was not the maisa that you intended to perform. And therefore, there may be an absolution, there may be some attenuation of the onesh, of the punishment. So perhaps the reason that Rava is saying his pshat in our sugya is also because he views it as an onesh, and when you intended to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you stopped before the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you only brought it into the Heichal and then turned around, so lo niskayim machshavto, it's like a misasik. Your intentions were not fulfilled, they were not realized. And therefore, we're going to lighten the Onesh or perhaps even forego the Onesh altogether. This is one Mahalach, which I don't think is the right Mahalach in the Sogyo. We'll have to come up with some other way to explain Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shitas Rava, and I will get to that in a second, but first we have to look at the exact opposite Mahalach. The opposite Mahalach is to say that when the dam goes into a place which is off limits to it, Yisakel Yisakel Ayara Yayara, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when Klal Yisrael was standing by Har Sinai for Matan Torah, so they weren't allowed to go beyond a certain boundary, and if they go beyond that boundary, so then bang, that's it. Sakal yisakal ayar yara yara, they have a chi of misa. So you can understand the same thing by the dam, that there are certain boundaries which have to be respected, and if the dam passes beyond that boundary, it metamorphoses into a dam puzzle. It metamorphoses into a dam puzzle. It's not an onesh on the kohen, it has nothing to do with his kavana, but rather that dam which goes in beyond a certain boundary metamorphoses into dam puzzle. And that's a natural occurrence, ki'ilu. And obviously we don't have such an idea, but imagine, let's say, if something, let's say, goes beyond the boundary into a radioactive area. So its very molecules are going to change. So the same thing, this dam, it went beyond the boundary into an area which was radioactive to it, and therefore it underwent a spiritually natural change, and it became possible. And this may be the pshat in the discussion that Tosfos has. Tosfos has a discussion, he says, what happens when you have a tarovis, a mixture of dam kosher and of dam pasul, or let's call it a dam chatos, that gets mixed up with dam, which is intended, which is supposed to go lifnai velifnim. So the Gemara says, yishafich la'ama, you have to dispose of the dam, you can't bring it anywhere. And Tosfos is bothered, Tosfos says, why can't you bring this in with the kavana that the dam chatos should be like mayim. Should be like mayim, just like we find in other areas earlier in the parak, that if you have chatos and ola, so you can be zorek it lemala and have kavana, that the dam ha'ola, which is supposed to go lemata, is like mayim lemala. It's like water. There's no problem putting a little bit of water together with the dam lemala. So let's view the dam ha'ola, which is not supposed to go lemala, just like it was water, and there's no problem putting it lemala. So the same thing over here, says Tosfos. Let's view the dam chatas hachitzona as mayim. We'll view it as water, and you'll bring it into the kodesh hakadoshim b'taruvtoi, and then it'll be kosher because you're not bringing it in the chaper. You're bringing it in as if it were water, as if it were just something to dilute the dam chatois hapnimiyos. So Tosfos says, why don't we say this? Why do we have to dispose of the entire Tyroides? Why can't you bring in the Tyroides and bring the dam of the Chatois Hapnimiois with Kavana to be Mechaper, and the dam of the Chitsoimiois, wherever it may be in the Tyroides, you should bring it in as if it were water without Kavana Lechaper, and then it'll be fine. And in fact, the Taisis Yomtif, which the Gilyon is Mitzayin to on the side, says that in Achinami, this is the halacha, that if you're Zoyrek, the dam, with this kavana, that the Chatois HaChitzoinios should be like water, so then the Chatois HaChitzoinios are not going to be possible, and maybe you can even bring it Lachutz afterwards. However, the Shita Mekubetza says something else. The Shita Mekubetza says that because there's a Tyroides, because there's a mixture of Dam Pnimiyos and Dam Chitzoinios, and you have Kavana that the Pnimiyos should be Lechaper, so therefore the Chitzoinios are also Pasul. And at first glance, it's very strange because you split your Kavana. You said the Pnimiyos are Lechaper, the Chitzoinios are Kemayim. So in your mind, there's a very clear distinction between the two of them. What you have to say for the Shita Mekubetzes is that somehow or other, because there's a tyroivus of these two damim, of the damim ha-pnimiyim and the damim ha-chitzoinim, then any chalois psul, which is chal on the damim ha-pnimiyim, automatically transfers to the damim ha-chitzoinim. And it's not at all similar to a case of dam chatos and dam oila that got mixed up, where we permit you to put the dam ha-oila above the chut ha-sikra, and we say that kavana, that it should be like mayim, is okay. Because when it comes to an isser nesina, There's nothing about the Chafetz Shel Dam which changes. It's just an Isser on the Gavra. You're not allowed L'chatchila to put the Dam Ha'Oila L'mala Michot HaSikra. So therefore, if you have Kavana that it should be like Mayim, everything is fine. Because there is no psul, there is no disqualification, there is no metamorphosis of the dam itself when you put the dam oila lamala. Nothing metamorphosis. The dam chatas is kosher. The dam oila is like mayim, and maybe you transgress in isra lechatchila according to the rabbanon. But when it comes to the pnimiyos and the chitzonis that got mixed up, so there the chatois, the dam of the chatois. Hachitzoniyos, when it passes that boundary, it metamorphoses into dam pasul. And as dam pasul, that psul can spread to every single component, every single chelik of the taroives, even to the dam haksherim. And that doesn't work so well because lemaisa you're bringing it in l'shem mayim, but maybe you could say that all dam changes when it goes into the Heichal or into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when you bring in the dam of the Chatais HaPanimiyos, so that then it undergoes a change which allows it to be Nikrav. And even the damim which are supposed to go Lefnim undergo a metamorphosis when they reach the area where they're supposed to be Nikrav. And because those damim Hapnimiyim undergo such a metamorphosis which makes them kosher, Memela, the damim hachitzonim undergo the same metamorphosis, except that the metamorphosis in the damim hachitzonim makes them pasul. They are not capable of sustaining such an elevated state, and therefore they become nifsal. But one way or another, we're viewing it not so much as an oinesh for the gavra as a metamorphosis in the chafetza. So how do we bring these two pshatim together? Very briefly, one might say that it's neither an oinish of the gavra nor purely a metamorphosis in the chafetza, but rather we can understand that just like by regular kodshim, we find that the element of machshava, the element of what's in a person's mind, plays such a critical role, and that a chatas or any karba needs to be brought with a machshava kshira. And if you have machshaves pigol or machshaves chutzlim koimai or machshaves Shinoi Bailim or Shinoi Hashem, that can detract from the kashrus of the karbon. One may understand as well that when it comes to bringing a chatas lifnai v'lifnim into the heichal or into the kodesh hakadoshim, that bedafka in a malignant kavana is required in order to realize and actualize the full extent of the psul, and that's why a person needs to do it b'mezid. He needs to do a b'mezid, because that's the only type of malignant kavana which can truly bring to the fore this type of psul. It's not so much that it's an oinesh for his kavana, but rather that the kavana is critical for changing around the nature of the chefza. Just like in order to make a zevach kosher, you need the right kavana. In order to make it pasul in certain ways, you also need the right wrong kavana. If it's the wrong kavana, if the evil kavana is lacking something, so then the psul never happens. So in a chinami, the psul can be something, or the metamorphosis can be something which is taloi in the chefza, but it has a kavana component, just like all dinim of kachim have a kavana component. So that's why, if somehow or other his kavana was not realized, if he intended to bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but only brought it into the Heichal, or if he was unaware of the Isser, or unaware of the nature of the dam, or of the place that he was bringing the dam to, so therefore the evil Kavana is not at its fullest potential, and therefore there will be no change in the dam, because it's not just the dam's presence beyond the boundary which changes it around, which causes a metamorphosis, because we're talking about Kodshim, and in Kodshim, Machshava plays a critical role. Rather, it's the dam's presence beyond the boundary combined with the malignant negative Kavana of the Makriv. And therefore, even when it goes beyond the boundary, as long as there's no negative Kavana, the dam will still be kosher. And therefore, we can still understand how it can be that B'tarovas, that the metamorphosis can spread from the chatois hapnimiyos, the dam hapnimiyos, to the dam hachitzoniyos, because it's that's as long as you have a kavana lechaper on part of it, that creates the metamorphosis, and once the metamorphosis takes root in part of the taroives, it spreads to the remainder of the taroives, even though that same metamorphosis impacts differently on the damim hapnimiyim to be machshir them, and on the damim hachitzoniyim to be paisel them. This still needs a lot of thought. This is just a possibility, but I wanted to suggest there were these three models of understanding the psul. Either it's an einish for the evil kavana, or it's just a natural metamorphosis in the chafetz, or alternately, it's a combination of the two, that the chafetz metamorphoses only with the participation of a negative evil kavana.